Definitely a fresh start, you know what I mean? One game at a time. Back to our old ways, I would say, our confidence levels, you know, how we started off, how we started the season, taking it one game at a time. And that's how we've been approaching practice. That's how we approach this week. I mean, it's a variety of things, you know what I mean? It could be our injuries. It could be, you know what I mean, our game plans. It could be, you know, where teams have broke down, you know, and when the season is broke down at the halfway point of the season, you know, teams evaluate themselves and evaluate other teams and see, you know, the things that other teams, their opponents have been having success with, and, you know, they've been breaking us down, and, you know, we had some trouble, so we had to, you know, tweak some things and change some things around. But, you know, we're back to the drawing board. We're back to the basics, getting back to playing the type of defense and the type of football we play, and that's complementary football.
Is one of the biggest reasons the optimism that is there to get back to where you were, because it looks like you're going to have time on the kind of pull back finally to have that trio pass rush?
Absolutely, and that's our main focus is, you know, getting back to, you know, we as a defense, we met once we got back here, and, you know, we looked at our first couple games, and we saw how, you know, how when we were playing together, when we were flying around, and how balls were coming our way, how we was making plays, and, you know, we all looked at each other and said, this is what we got to get back to starting this week, and that's how we came in to work on Tuesday. We came in to work, you know, putting the work in, everybody getting to the ball, everybody communicating and making plays when
was
it comes.
Monday that you watched those early season games?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Monday we came back, we watched the Colts game, we watched the San Diego game, went over and corrected our mistakes there, went on to coach, and then we went back and just evaluated ourselves for us. How did we start this season off? What do we want to be known as? What type of defense that those guys saw in us those first 9 weeks when we had a lot of success?
Andrew let them make a lot of mistakes against you guys, small margin of error. What do you notice from him with taking chances with some of the wide receivers he makes in these throws?
I just believe that Andrew Luck, he believes in his arm, and he tries to get the ball into a playmaker's hand. He's a guy that believes he can make every throw. You know, he's real confident, and he's a competitor, and that's how he's approached the game. And our job is, you know, to apply pressure on that guy and not put him in a tough situation where he'll have to make critical decisions with the ball. I mean, I wouldn't say rattle. This guy, he's a more calm guy. You know, I mean, he believes in his arm. He believes in his offensive line. He believes he can make plays. So, you know, I mean, he stands back there with composure and try to take the snaps and deliver to his playmakers. But our job is to, you know, force the issue, force the pressure on this guy. You know, make him make mistakes that he don't normally make. Absolutely. You know what I mean? That's something that, you know, that's considered like a weakness for us, and that's something that we had to work on. And we've been working our butts off, you know, trying to get those things corrected, and I believe you know, we'll still continue to work towards that.
Has it just been better player discipline and defending those things, or has it also been some conversation in the scheme too?
I wouldn't necessarily say the scheme. It's just that, you know, it's communication it first of all start with, and then, you know, it comes down to, you know, how would they attack us? They, you know, they've watched film just like we watch film on them. And it's just about, you know, switching your calls up sometimes, not giving them the same look every time. It's, you know, just communicating, you being on the same page as your fellow DB.
When you guys sat down and looked at the game 2 weeks ago, is it aggravating, personally?
Absolutely, because you look at, you know, where we started at and how good we were doing, we know where we could be. We know how far we can go. So, you know, when you see stuff like that, like little minor errors, you look at it and be like, nah, man, a couple weeks ago that wasn't flying. That wasn't happening like that. So you got to challenge yourself and challenge your brother next to you, like, let's go, man. Let's get back to, you know, what we do, what we know how to do best.
When you look at 16 games, was that performance the defense worst of the year?
I mean, it wasn't. It's some things we could have done better. There's some things we could have done better. You know, some plays we wish we could have got back. But, hey, it's a game. We can't do nothing about it. We have them here coming up. We corrected those mistakes that we made against those guys the first time around. And hopefully they'll be better this time around.